Hey there, 想给自己创造一个融入生活里的英语环境吗？欢迎来到通勤学英语 Podcast， 让英文不再是知识化学习。我们每日都有新的单集陪你利用通勤、喝咖啡或等人的时间，一起跟着 John 老师朗读与跟读世界时事趣闻，让学英文不用在教室里就可以培养让英文融入生活的习惯。想要加强复习，只要点开单集简介 Show Notes， 就会有逐字稿陪你一起学习。Are you ready for your daily English shadowing? Let's get started!About Sweden. Seductive rubbish, Swedish dustbins scream with pleasure. Ah, that was really good. Come back soon and do it again. And, thank you. It's not what you think. They are audio messages broadcast by rubbish bins in the southern Swedish city of Malmo, where authorities recently changed the voice from a man's to that of a sensual female.Hoping it would be more soothing. Previously, the voice thanking people for disposing their garbage was a male, barking out no-nonsense messages from the public bins. But in a bid to make the experience of throwing out garbage more pleasant, the voice is now a husky timbre delivering double and tenders. The dustbins were installed a few years ago in Sweden's third largest city,A detector triggers the messages every time someone opens a dustbin. Next article. Swedish bank robber busted by forgotten urine. A Swedish bank robber forgot to cover his tracks and left three bottles of urine behind after hiding inside a bank vault in Copenhagen for 3 days. The 27-year-old man and his accomplice,used the bottles to relieve themselves after sneaking into the vault on a Friday in May, and remained there until the bank opened again the following Monday. While inside, the robbers emptied 140 safety deposit boxes of at least $500,000 in cash and jewelry. But prosecutor Fredrik Larsen said Wednesday they forgot to take the urine when they left,so we were able to get their DNA samples from the bottles. The evidence helped prosecutors win a 21-month prison sentence for the Swede on Tuesday. His accomplice is still at large, and the loot hasn't been recovered. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ,improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。